Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show. I'm your host, the V, Vince Brown. It's good to talk to you, family. Real good to be back. Hey, I'm a savage. Y'all, let me turn this down. Y'all know I don't own none of the copyright to this music. Come on now. Y'all know we can't be over here playing around with this music, and y'all know I'm not trying to get sued. Come on now. But y'all got me feeling good to this music for, man. What's going on with you, family? Oh, man, I know Vince late. Vince, y'all shut the hell up. Y'all know we go down this thing every week, but y'all know it's good to talk to me. It's good to talk to y'all. So, you know, we back again, family. So, we're going to go ahead and hop right into this one. I don't know how long this podcast going to be, but I think I need to tell y'all, one, a fresh Happy New Year, because I told y'all on the last podcast, but the last time I really talked to y'all was like last year, so to really get back into it in 2021. Happy New Year, fam. It's good, man. You made it to the New Year, man. You know, you and your family healthy. I know it's COVID and racism out here, so if you made it into the new year with some pep in your step, or at least some energy, or if you didn't make it with no energy at all, you just made it into the new year, welcome. If no one else has welcomed you, welcome to the new year. Happy New Year to you. At least coming from me, you feel me? So, we're gonna get right into it. Did y'all see that blizzard on the Capitol? Did y'all see the blizzard at the Capitol? It was a lot of a blanket of snow hit the Capitol on, January 6th when a lot of snow and Trump flags was up at the Capitol. I don't know what the fuck was going on, man. I know, Vince, you ain't shit. A lot of snow, that's so wrong to say. Fuck y'all, man. It was white people, what happened? That's my question. White people, what happened? Trump supporters, the same motherfuckers who yelled patriotism but then go try to burn down the fucking Capitol. Tell me what's going on. Listen, I want to have a talk with y'all, just as I like having a talk with my good friends and my fellow family as well. I want to know what's going on with you, because by the looks of it, you motherfuckers have lost it. Oh, man. I really do. And the thing about it was, I didn't hear about it until I think later in the day at work. If you're not hip to what happened, they stormed the Capitol. Trump supporters, the Trump army stormed the Capitol. You can't be politically correct about this, because, man, listen, if it was black people, it would have been a whole goddamn, it would have been the riots part three, nigga. Like, they would have shot up the black people. You know for a fact we wouldn't have made it out alive if we had stormed the Capitol. You shit. Shit. And we would have been crucified in the media. Yeah. Oh, man. It would have been black people in jail and dead. We wouldn't have been able to get to the door. They was letting motherfuckers in drones like they was going to the gift shop. You feel me? So we can't really be politically correct about this one. So let's just be straight up and honest. Can we agree? Cool. I like it. White people, what happened? I know President, I guess President right now, Trump, said, you know, if ain't nobody else gonna uphold the constitutional amendments of voters and all that shit, then we're gonna go down there and we're gonna march down there, and I'm gonna be right down there with y'all. And he bitched out and sent his Trump army down there to run up in the Capitol and scare them good goddamn... I can't say good. Scare them politicians. There we go. Scare them politicians down there on Capitol Hill, man. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Bad thing was, I was talking to a friend of mine, a partner of mine, and he happened to agree, but he was the same one who's... This is a lot of double standard shit going on, man. He said, burn that. Well, I'm going to burn it down. Voter fraud. voter fraud. That's what they did with the Black Lives Matter was riding down there, and it was like, nah, man. Like when Black Lives Matter, like, we was protesting. We was fucking the street up. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, we was fucking some shit up. People was fucking the street up. But a Capitol building and you, voter fraud and murder do not go hand in hand when it comes to protesting. Now, if it do, and you feel voter fraud does, and you feel like you need to run up on the Capitol for some voter fraud, but look at people sideways when they protest for the senseless killing of their own people. I think you may be part of the problem here. We're not going to talk about that right now. We'll go back to it. But what's going on, man? Somebody come talk to me. Because this same partner of mine asked me, he was like, well, Vince, you don't support Joe Biden, do you? Did you vote this shit? Did you vote for Biden? Dude, I might lose a couple fans for this, and that's cool. That's fine. Did you think I voted for Trump? Did you? If you did, I'm sorry that you got that impression about me. Like, and don't get me wrong. It's not Joe Biden t-shirts and campaign signs for him either. It's fuck Joe Biden too. But it's definitely fuck Trump. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with Biden. I really don't. But we gonna find out. This Trump shit, man. This a nigga, well, he's straight up. He's honest. He'll say anything. He'll say whatever. He'll say any fucking thing, bro. Like, relax yourself. And it ain't like when you lead the army. When your army has a Confederate flag in the goddamn Capitol, like, you understand where your team is at, man. You understand what team you leading. You understand the ones behind you, man. Come on now. Come on now, bro. Let's be real about this. That's all I'm trying to see. But I will say this, though. Right. As the black people, and I can't even say the black people. I say myself. I can speak for myself much better. When I saw this shit, man, of course, the second thought I had was, man, if this was black people, we would have been crucified and everything. But I laughed my ass off because this shit was hilarious to me. And you go, Vince, it's not funny. It's fucking up American history, all that good shit. Nah, I'm like, listen, I know, I understand that. But I wasn't going to stop it from being fucked up. That ain't got nothing to do with me. They rioted on the Capitol. I didn't orchestrate the Capitol riot. I don't know anybody that was at the Capitol riot. I'd like to think that. I don't know if anybody went or not. I know people who went. I know, right? Crazy shit. But what the fuck going on in this country, man? We just got to 2021. And you mean to tell me we about to start the Civil War up again? We was about to start World War III last year, and we're going to go into this year with the Civil War. This feel like American history and world history and all that shit combined into one. And I don't think two wars are supposed to start at the same time. That don't sound smart. Now, if we going to all be opposed to another country and we all come together and all that shit, fine. But can we not go against each other and then have other people looking at us to whoop our ass too? That's not smart. Let's not pull apart. Let's whoop somebody else's ass first. Then we can pull apart. What the fuck is going on, man? What is going on, man? Like, I knew shit was bad. This is how I knew. I knew shit was bad when I was watching the news, man. Like I said, when I finally got home, I was able to watch more of what was developing and how they were still in the Capitol. And really, they had a fucking picnic in the Capitol. Like, we had a whole Trump picnic in the Capitol. Like, you could have got some bland potato salad. You could have had some oven-roasted turkey sandwiches with some heavy mayonnaise and some olive oil and vinegar. You could have had some great flavorless food down there because they spent hours down there, bro. They was down there having a Trump festival at the Capitol. This wasn't a raid. We had the raid going on over there. But then we had a whole Trump festival on the lawn. Like, they didn't... And shit was wild. Shit ain't even the same no more, man. Like, when Obama left the White House, black people took a respectful bow out. It was like, man, we love our president. Appreciate you, bro. Like, we don't agree with all the decisions you made, but you helped represent us as a people to the best of your ability. And we thank you. We love you. And we appreciate you for doing that with grace and more respect. Obama was amazing. Obama was amazing. Like, I know people go, well, I don't know about Obama. I'm not asking you. I'm not arguing with you. This conversation might not even be for you. And that's cool with me. But a lot changed. Because between Obama and Trump, like, once the Trump army went down the Capitol Hill, Joe Biden still won. So not only did you just run down there for no reason to try to, what was you going to do? Take votes out? What was y'all going to do? Count them individually? What was you going to do? What was you really going to do? Nothing? Oh, okay. You just mad? Cool. Right. And then bad thing is people go, well, what's Black Lives Matter going to do? Are you just mad? Nah, bro. That's actually changing some shit. Like, you just wanted the Electoral College to give Donald Trump a couple more votes that he really didn't get. And then everybody asked questions, well, how did Joe Biden get the most votes ever or whatever? And it's like, by all means, you can count as many votes as you want. And a good friend of mine said today, or it might have been the other day, was like, I don't think it'll be another fair election ever again. And to tell you the truth, it's kind of hard to really determine sometimes between reality and the fake news and what to believe and what not to believe, because there's so much information coming out there, and then fake news is always a little bit more appealing. So fake news will always spread faster than real news. The real story ain't always glitz and glamour and all that shit. You can beef up fake news how you want to. It's fake. You feel me? So, but I knew something was, I knew something was wrong when they took down the American flag and rose the Trump flag at the Capitol. That was a wild sight to see. I never thought I'd see that. Swear to God, they was checking Nancy Pelosi's voicemails. Oh God, I know it was a couple people down there looking for the stimulus check, because a couple of those people down there didn't look like they was necessarily affiliated with the group down there. They were just looking for an opportunity for a come up. Shout to those people. We ain't gonna talk about you. We just go ahead and move past you. I hope you have a wonderful day. How you know shit is different now that Trump's getting ready to be out of office is, there was legit worry that, I know he conceded now after Joe Biden still won, but after the initial election, Trump fought tooth and nail, and Trump supporters fought with him. Like, and it was a sight to see, bro. Like, he did not lose. We did not lose. Not at all. The loss didn't happen. Fraud, sham, bullshit, recount. Call it what you want. But still, so once he conceded, but before then, or it may even still be now, because y'all know I live my life in the back of a truck, and on the weekends I just so happen to let my mind free a little bit. But that was worried, like, he would launch like a nuclear attack, like he would try to, not against us, but against another country, like if he wanted to try to prove a point before he left, like he just wanted to blow some shit up. I'm like, what? It was real worried that Trump just wanted to blow some shit up before he left office. Who does that? Who? you know what? I'm mad, and because my army couldn't change what the fuck I wanted to happen, we just gonna blow up some shit in another country. Yo, you still gotta live here, my G. You still American, like. And then if you do, where the fuck you really gonna go? Because if an American see you, we gonna fuck you up. If someone from that country see you, they gonna fuck you up. You can't really fit in another country, because then once the news go out, if somebody see you, yo, you just bombed another country and just left, they gonna fuck you up. That shit don't work. Try again, sir. I know I'm very vulgar right now in my language, but Trump is that one friend that make poor decisions and think it makes sense. And then when you go, hey, bro, and you might try to tap him on the shoulder first. It's not always an aggressive approach to him. You might just go, hey, bro, it's not the right way to go. Yes, it is. All right, well, let me explain this first. No need to explain. It's the right way to go. I understand how strong you may feel, and you may even understand where he may be coming from. No, you're wrong. This is the right way to go. I don't really have a spot-on Trump impersonation for too long, but you know where I was going. Like, Trump just don't... Trump make dumb decisions. Like... Now he out the White House. He got a couple more weeks left. Damn near a couple more days. They say after this incident now, they can just throw his ass out the White House now, apparently. They don't have to wait no more, but... Who knows really how politics work? You know, some shady, underhanded, seedy motherfuckers in that vicinity. We're not even going to talk about them. Y'all know how it go. But I honestly can't wait to see how things go now. Because as Biden comes into power and the world starts to shift and shift a little bit more, as the Trump supporters kind of, I don't want to say they're going to hide back in their hole, but you don't have no leader no more to lead you on that path. So it's like, it's going to be interesting to see if they die down, if they just relax a little bit, or if somebody else going to take the torch. It's going to be very interesting to see. But what I can assure you is that, family, I want you to be safe out there. Right? I don't know what is to come in the future, but I know if we're going to continue to make it, you have to be focused on being safe, whether that's COVID or these crazy ass people. So, I love you, family. Please stay safe. Again, Happy New Year. Be careful. It's crazy ass Trump supporters out here now. Rest in peace to the people who died at the Capitol, because I think they said, four people died, like 50-something were arrested, and like 14 cops got hurt or something. Like, it was just crazy-ass numbers. Like, it didn't put up a triple-double, though, so it wasn't like a all-star event, you feel me? That's so fucked up. I know. I'm going to take my ass to bed. I know. I love y'all, family. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. We'll be back this week. Don't even worry about it, baby. We're going to keep it rolling. Peace, prosperity, and all good vibes to y'all, family. I love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.